Yo.
You are now locked in.
Yo, about to shut it down.
You are locked in
to Canada's number one.
You know what it is?
Canada number one. Urban Top Mix Show.
We about to get this popping right now.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Nifty Christian Radio Show.
With your host.
Check this out.
Oh, yeah.
Nifty and KC.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Let's get it popping.
Today's show is brought to you by the Eyes on High Tour, brought to you by Role Model Records, featuring dynamic artists such as Spoken, Never Heard, Dynasty, DJ Legit, and Tashawn Knight, coming to a city near you. For more information, log on to rolemodelrecords.ca. That's rolemodelrecords.ca.
Troubles are moving out. You better holler at your peeps, man. We coming out. Life is caving in, so please bear witness. Hibernation's over, no time for rest. But would ya lift a prayer for a brother? Smile on my face, but there's a lot undercover. But they never told me about days like this. So I read the book of John to get me through life's dips. I know I should be stronger ahead of the game. I'm like 10 years strong and still praising his name. But it's like as you get older, the world gets colder. Got permanent frostbite on top of my shoulder. Stand my ground, pretend to play soldier, or get an army to back me for three more quarters. I never understood the mind of a backslider, and I don't wanna either.
If I could breeze past another day, I promise tomorrow I'll be okay. I'm trying to stay focused, but it's glory.
Nice to myself, a kid who didn't get the gist too quick. A heathen in hell, rebellious, spitting, toiling, trouble boiling like a witch doc. Only saw my shadow like Hitchcock, but turned away from the days so my insides is twist like a fisherman's knot. Giving the most high praises, no words, a simple thanks a lot to make it. He made me opposite and switched off. Lottery ticket, you take it, and I'ma play it safe and live to see another day beyond the grave and shed a tear. It's right now, I'm right here. I made a song with low key, but truth say it's hard to persevere. Worry appears and anxiety fears, and the man in the mirror saying stop acting so cavalier. So instead of acting weird and merely grasping his straws, I make it through today, God. Tomorrow is yours. It's yours. It's yours.
If I breeze past another day. I promise tomorrow I'll be okay. I'm trying to stay focused, but it's glory. Glory. Hold me. I'm holding back on the downfall. Trust him, that's all. Answer the call now, stand tall. That's what they told me.
Yes, man. Welcome to the Nifty Christian Radio Show. here at NiftyChristian.com, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, man. April edition, and my voice is sore.
Yeah,
and
Mr. I don't get sick. And he's still in denial, mind you. He'll still tell you today that he's not sick. But he has been sounding this way for the past, I don't know what, 3 days now?
My voice is hoarse. Now, I want to conclude that I'm not sick.
Oh my gosh, here we
I
go.
Just happen to have
there it is.
A very hoarse voice.
There we go.
Because, you know, man them like me
there it is.
Went to Cuba with wifey. And it was hot. Very, very hot. I came back to Toronto in Canada where it wasn't so hot. And we all waiting, and, you know, wifey's cold. So being the great gentleman that I am.
You're a gentleman.
I took off my sweater and aww. Gave my wife my sweater so she can stay warm.
Aww.
While I stayed in my t-shirt. Now my muscles kept me warm, mind you. I think the drastic change in climate has affected my voice.
Because I mean, quite a few things.
I mean, I never had no sniffles or anything like that. I mean, you know, let's just keep it real.
I too was in Cuba, and I'm not sick. I came back, and I'm not sick. I had a great time in Cuba.
Yeah, man, a whole lot of us, man. A lot of us, we had a big family, a
lot
and
of friends.
Friends event out there. Mm-hmm. It was like a family reunion almost of sorts. But a lot of us went out there. All of us who are close with the Nifty Christian fam went out there to have a little R&R. You know what I mean?
It was a good break.
Good times, man. Good times. Good
big
times,
party. Sure.
And you know, good to be back. Very, very glad to be back. We got a lot of things to discuss today, man. So many things going on. So many things that have been popping off and going on. And we have a very, very great show today. We'll be talking to Spoken a bit later on.
Oh my gosh, you sound so weird.
Of Role Model Records, whatever.
I'm just teasing. You sound so different. It's like. Hosting the show with someone else. I close my eyes and I just hear a different voice coming out of your mouth.
I sound more sexy.
Yeah, sure. Say that if it makes you happy. Whatever helps you sleep at night. Sure.
Anyway, back to the show itinerary, man.
Sorry.
Cut me off, man. As I was saying, before I was rudely interrupted by Miss K Sizzle.
Never.
We'll be talking to Spoken of Role Model Records later on today in the show. We'll be, of course, getting some thoughts by Greg the Trucker.
Beep, beep.
You know? We'll be discussing a couple issues as well and playing new music as usual, man. Just, you know.
As per usual.
You know, this is what we do here at the Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Try to do what we're good at, you know.
There's a poem that I would like everybody to listen to or hear whenever you get the chance. I have it posted on the site now, but by the time a lot of the podcast people listen to this, it might not be up there. But
No. We're going to leave it up there for at least another
week and a half, two weeks.
Yeah,
all right, cool.
It's worth that. It's
cool.
It's honorable mention by this point. It's, www.niftychristian.com. You have to get on there. You have to check it out. It's called Almost Saved by Ezekiel.
Ezekiel. And he is my new favorite poet.
Now, he's one of the Passion for Christ movement poets.
P4CM.
Right?
Yeah.
P4CM.
Yeah.
But he stands out. This guy is just... His delivery, his content, it's going to stop you dead in your tracks.
It's called Almost Saved. And when I first heard it, I literally... had goosebumps, man. Like,
gave me goosebumps too. It did.
It's one of those poems where if you don't feel compelled to live a better Christian life, there's something wrong with you.
It definitely makes you question yourself. That poem had me examining my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Really made me give my life a good once over, and I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Because just the very word almost in and of itself is a contradiction.
It's an oxymoron.
Think about that. How can something be all yet most?
Yeah.
It's either all or it's most. If you're saying most, you're implying that not all of it is there.
And another line that really struck out to me, he goes, you don't almost go to jail if you almost blow up a plane.
And he said, ladies, would you date a guy who is almost straight?
And then you don't almost go to hell because you were almost saved.
Yeah.
So it's like, he ends off the poem like that. I'm like, wow. And throughout the whole poem, he's dropping gems, man. He's just dropping gems like that throughout the whole poem.
No joke. No joke.
It's real, real crazy.
Now, I've posted other poets before from this crew, yeah. But he really, really is.
This one is staying up for a minute. A hot minute.
He gets the award for this one. This stays up. This gets the Nifty Christian 2 thumbs up. So 4 thumbs up.
That will be staying for a while. Speaking of staying and somebody who's not staying, Show Baraka.
Yeah.
Leaving Reach Records, man.
That's a good segue.
you like that one, huh? You like that one, huh?
A little bit of applause there. I am impressed. I am suitably impressed.
What do you think of that, man? I mean, of course, you know, he put out a statement and he was saying that, you know, there's going to be a lot of speculation. Yes, there is.
Of course.
Sorry.
Sure, Show, you know that.
You didn't answer all the questions, homie.
And you knew there were going to be questions.
So now we're going to ask those questions. But... you know, on a serious note, what do you think about that move?
If I'm gonna be honest, I'm not surprised.
Oh yeah?
No, I'm not. I'm not really surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Show seems to me to be much more than Reach, and much more than an artist, a recording artist at that. When we interviewed him, you know, a few months back at High Praise. He just seemed to be into so many other things. He's an amazing director.
Yes.
He's into acting.
Amazing actor as well.
So, and obviously the wonderful job that he did in Mark J's Tumbling Down.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Oscar worthy, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
Now, he's really, you know, there's just so much more that he can do.
He's got his podcast going on as well.
Exactly. The Lions and Lions podcast.
He's also an author.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot. His plate is pretty full as is, without even being a recording artist. And I think... he also strikes me as quite mature, even in speaking with him and just being around. He just seems a bit older than those who populate Reach.
Yeah.
Reach Records.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in no way a dig or a jab at no one on Reach Records. It's nothing like that. But it just seems as though it might have run its course with him.
Well, I mean,
You know, he's a father, he's got kids, he's got a lot that I think he wants to expand with. And that, to me, it's not a surprise.
It's not a surprise. I mean, do you think it's a good move? I mean, like, Reach is... It's at its peak, I would say. I don't want to say peak, but I mean, it's at its... it's at its most popular point at this point. I mean, it may keep growing. Who knows? But I mean, he left at a great time for Reach. I mean, you know, most people, when they leave... it's usually not at the best time of a label, but he left when Reach is like the thing, which leads me to believe that it's not about the label.
It's not about anything but him probably arriving at a certain point in his life, where he thinks it's time to move on.
It's time to expand and do something different.
I don't think that there's any hard feelings that exist.
Yeah.
Between him and Lecrae or anybody else on the label, I don't think that he feels any kind of hostility toward the industry or anything like that.
Yeah,
I just think he feels it's time.
He's very forethinking. I mean, I remember when we were at High Praise, the radio show, and we did talk to him. One of the things that he mentioned to me was that, you know, the rapping career, it's not a longevity type of career. When you're a hip-hop artist, there's a certain lifespan that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's normally not the lifespan of 20 years like some people, you know, like the Jays or whoever. The LL Cool J had a 20-year career. But if you look at that...
And even that has come to an end.
You know, but even, I mean, even if you look at the quantity of rappers and then the people who've had 20-year careers, you can count them on one hand.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I mean, he's very forward-thinking. You know, he mentioned that the rapping thing will not be forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so
he's
thinking ahead. So I mean, you know, hearing that and having that conversation with him, it makes sense. I mean, it looks like he's definitely planning some things for his future, for his family, and himself as well. So
I mean, of course, he hasn't spoken directly to us. You know, don't go getting any ideas, guys. You can call in and weigh in on the discussion 1-877-44-NIFTY. Show you can too. by the way, just throwing that out there.
I'm going to holler at you, Shaw. I'm going to holler at you, man.
This is us. I mean, he knew going in there right off the bat that we would speculate, that everybody would speculate. But I kind of just, I feel like I'm right. I feel like, I really feel as though it's just about it being the right time in his life. You get to a point where you feel like you've done all there is to do. He's paid his dues. He's done his thing. Mm. He's a good artist. He knows what it takes.
He's a good dude, man.
But he also knows that there's more to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not all that there is. And he's out there trying to discover what else there is. It's just time for the next chapter. That's what I think it is.
And we at the Mixed Christian Show, man, we wish you all the best, man. God's blessings, man. We sincerely hope that pans out the way that you intended to and the way that God wills it to. Amen. Amen.
Why are you like that?
like what?
That amen. Why?
I just it was fitting. It was fitting. Anyway, man, let's get into a track. This one that I'm about to play is by no stranger to the show, my man Never Heard. This one's called Do It, featuring Tashawn Knight. One of the singles off his Unseen Proof album, dropping in stores June 14th.
Yes, yes.
Make sure you all log on to iTunes and cop it. On June 11th, he's going to be having his album release concert in Agent Court Church in Scarborough, Ontario. So if you want more information, log on to neverheard.com. That's NEVAHURD.com for his album release concerts. Free admission. So you definitely don't want to miss that. And it's hosted by yours truly.
Mm-hmm.
That's me, by the way.
Come on.
Anyway, so here it is, man. Never Heard. Do It, featuring my man Tashawn Knight. Hold tight. We'll be right back.
Blows and the game's over. My sinful soul would not
20 minutes past the hour. My man Never Heard, featuring
Tashawn
Knight. Do it. Welcome back, y'all. Wow, yeah, I really like that song.
Love that song.
Big up my man Tashawn Knight. And yeah, yeah, some really, really cool news going on with him, man, which you'll have to stay tuned for.
And we will be the first to bring it to you.
I promise you that.
As only we can.
I promise you that. my man Greg called us up and left us an interesting topic. I mean, I guess we kind of knew about it, but I mean, kind of just went on the back burner, if you will, regarding that Jamaican artist Vybz Kartel.
Oh, yeah.
Bleaching his skin.
Oh my gosh.
And becoming an actual trend among a lot of people.
That's scary.
A lot of colored people doing the bleach thing. It's fun. I don't know. It's weird. It took a while to catch on. I mean, Michael Jackson did it so long ago. I mean, it's such a late catch on, don't you think?
Yeah. I don't know. It's been actually. It hasn't. It's not like it's just catching on. It's been around for a while. There are people that just do that.
Yeah, but now it's rampant.
Wow, just after you've seen Vybz Kartel.
I mean,
wasn't
wasn't A-Rod also doing it too?
No, it wasn't him. It was Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa.
Again, I guess.
Like celebrities now.
Yeah, I'm at a loss for words. With that, honestly, it's just so strange. I'm sorry, and it's not a very Christian thing to say, but I have to get it out. Vybz Kartel looks like a corpse. he looks like he's dead and doesn't want to lie down, and that's his own fault.
Oh my god!
I feel better now. I had to say it.
You're silly, man.
I feel better. Really, this is totally messing with God's creation. I posted a story on niftychristian.com. Nothing to do with bleaching of the skin, but the same premise of messing with what God has created being there. This woman who's had over 55 plastic surgeries, a whole lot more done, and I think she's got the most plastic surgeries in the world, and her statement is that Mother Nature messed with me, so I have no problem messing with Mother Nature.
Wow, really?
That's her statement.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. She's got no problem messing with Mother Nature because she feels as though she was not given something.
I got news for her, man. She can't win that battle.
Yeah, I know. And she'll find out in another few years who's got the last laugh. But she was not happy with what she was given, and so she felt that it was owed to her to go change it as she saw fit. And these people who bleach their skins, it's, I think, tied into the same thing. It's coming from a place of discontent.
Okay, so watch this.
Malcontent. Now. What's the word? Is it discontent or malcontent? Malcontented.
I'm not the worst person.
Not satisfied. Put it that way. Just not satisfied.
Where do you draw the line, though? Let's say for people who tan, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
and Michael Jackson himself used that same, that same point. He's like, when you see people who are pale tanning to get dark, nobody says anything about that. But why is it when I get lighter, it's a problem?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a good question.
It is a good question, but I kind of view it as in the same way because, hey, I'm a dark-skinned person.
Yeah.
I've always been the dark one in my family.
Yeah.
And I mean dark because in terms of my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, my father is half Venezuelan.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's black and Venezuelan, black and Latino type. And he's not very dark at all. His mother is pale. She's the light-skinned Spanish type looking. Very light. Very, very light. And so my sister inherited that skin color. So she's very light. My mother is also, I would say, brown-ish. Like, she's not dark at all. My brother, too. So
she's a cool chocolate.
She's not even chocolate.
She's more like caramel.
Like a nice caramel. Like my... If I were to describe them as, like, maybe food, my mother and brother would be caramel. My dad's a little lighter than that. A little bit. Close. And me, I'm just chocolate.
you and your mom are not that far off, though.
That's what you think.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's what you think. But I've always been... Like, people would look at me and look at my sister and go, what happened? And again, when you're darker you have darker skin tone, you kind of get the little butts of the jokes. Because I remember people asking me, what happened? Did the power go out when they were having you? Like, because I'm dark.
Now, so was it black people who told you these jokes? Or
yeah,
was it...
black people. I really just let it roll off my skin. And it wasn't, I don't think they were as dark as me. The person who asked me that was not as dark as I was. But she was looking
Nice.
They were looking at my sister and going, because my sister's very, very, very light skin.
Yeah.
And they were going, did the power go out when they were having you? Like, what happened? Why is she so light and why are you so dark? And I never let it bother me very much, but I know, you know, that I know quite a few people that it would, you know, it would bother some people. It really gets to some people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you realize you go to places and sometimes you kind of notice, you kind of get some sort of treatment that's not as preferential as those who are lighter skin. And sometimes you think, is this not in my head? Did I make this up? Is it just me? Or did this really happen? So I don't know about you, but I've had those comments come by when you have darker skin tones.
I mean, no, not so much me. I mean, my sister and I are basically the same complexion. You know, most of the people in my family are more or less the same. I mean, my mother's a little bit lighter, but my sister, myself, my dad, you know, all of us relatively the same.
For me, I got my dark complexion from, like, a grandparent. My mother's mother is dark skin.
My comments came from non-black people, so... you know, I never really had that issue the way, like, with other black people, because I didn't really grow up around other black people. Mm-hmm. Not until later, in my high school years at least. Mm-hmm. And then in my high school years, you know, it wasn't bad to be a dark-skinned person. I mean, the dark-skinned people in my high school were actually the most athletic. They had the most swag.
Okay, they made it work.
All the light-skinned guys in my high school were pretty much pretty boys, except for one or two. They were pretty much pretty boys, and they were viewed weaker, if you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
But the dark dudes, I remember guys like Pisa and those guys, were big 6-foot guys in like grade 9.
Nobody
and
would mess with them.
You're not going to mess with those guys, mm-hmm. right? So you had respect for them, right?
So nobody ever...
Not on the level that you're talking about, but...
And did you never wish that your skin was lighter?
I can't say I did. I pretty much had good self-confidence in terms of
how
I look, because it was working for me. I mean,
I guess.
There was no lack of girls for me or whatever, right? So, I mean, I didn't wish anything different because I was doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
Where I noticed that it crept into my subconscious, you know, I had my son at a young age.
Yeah, and you told me that you wanted your son to be light-skinned.
I wanted him to be light-skinned. This is
why, I still don't get it.
I don't know either.
Because your wife is not light.
Right, and, you know,
I
think it's just a symptom of that very same complex where, right now, you know, like right now.
You felt he would be treated better.
I think deep down I felt he would get more respect. I mean, right now, you know, I want to have a daughter in the future, and I don't wish that on her. I'm hoping that she comes out my complexion or the same complexion.
So I don't understand why do you want preferential treatment for your son but not for your daughter? That's what you're saying.
Well, it's not even that. It's the fact that it's more of a victim mentality where everything is so outside based. I know to some extent that is true. How you look does affect the way that people treat you. But at the same time, I think you are able to build a stronger character in yourself when you don't have all of these advantages. One of the things that I heard Will Smith say that I really admire him for is that he doesn't acknowledge the racism in Hollywood. Now, yes, he is light-skinned or what have you, but at the end of the day, he's black. Right, he still has to, had to. I don't know if he still does, but he still had to go through those racial barriers. And you see people like Oprah, who is as dark as they come. You know, had to overcome.
She's not that dark.
She's dark. I mean, she ain't no light skin.
She's
right?
darker.
The point I'm trying to make: she had to overcome those racial barriers. There was no handouts for these people, and they have stronger characters because of that. And
okay, so why then didn't you want your son to be dark skinned?
Like I said, I was young, man. It's like over eight, nine years ago. This is something that if this was me now, I would not have said that today.
Okay, that's what you need to tell me. That's what I need to hear.
If this was me, if it was my brain today, 9 years ago, I would not have said that.
That's the answer I was looking for. I have a little cousin whose mother is is Caucasian and her father is black.
Yeah.
And they had dinner. The whole family was over. You know, so both sides of the family, black people, white people, all around the table for Thanksgiving. And this little girl at 5 years old stood up to say grace and asked God to bless everyone around the table. And please, God, she asked, make me white.
Oh, wow.
At the end of it. That's not even funny.
Wow.
She asked God to make her white.
How old was she?
She was five.
5 years. Wow, 5 years old, huh?
And asked God to make her white. Her mother is white, her father is black, and she felt as though it would be better if she could be white. She asked God to make her white. And that is heartbreaking.
Well, I mean, that stems from two potential problems. I mean, one, it could be a racial thing. But two, it could be a thing where maybe she just wants to be like her mother.
She shouldn't know race at that point. She's five, okay? Her mother should just be her mother. Color is not an issue. When it comes to your mom, when it comes to parents, your parent can be handicapped, one leg, you know, one arm, no eyes, whatever.
But she might have learned that at school, though, not necessarily the home.
She learned it from someone. She learned it from someone else. But the fact is that her parents had not instilled a strong enough sense of self where she felt as though she was beautiful as is. She didn't say, the black half of the family was upset. You know, she's going to say she wants to be white.
Yeah.
And they were very upset. And that caused quite a bit of discord among the family, because it's right there at her table. Her grandmother, the black grandmother, got up from the table in tears.
But again, though, I mean, going back to my original question, where do you draw the line? I mean, at the end of the day, if we're to put this in a blanket statement, Vybz Kartel, Michael Jackson, all these people who bleach their skin, the Sammy Sosa's or whatever.
And people who tan.
They're trying to change their appearance.
They're trying to change something.
Now, there's somebody, I mean, if we look at another group of people, people who are changing their weight. Whether they're trying to put on or trying to take off, for whatever reason,
right?
You can almost put them in the same category as well, where they don't like something about themselves and they're trying to change it. Where do you draw the line in terms of when you're messing with God's creation? And
no, come on. If you gain 15, 20 pounds and you know your clothes that used to fit don't fit anymore and you're not comfortable, that's not the same as you being born with dark skin and not wanting to be dark any longer. That's different. That's different. Your skin tone is supposed to be a permanent facet of your being. It's supposed to be something that you're born with and you can't change. You yourself said that in your book, A Proud Christian. You want religion to be like skin color, something you cannot change.
Right.
Weight you can change. Weight changes without you even trying sometimes.
Yeah.
You gain weight without even trying. The older you get, the more likely it is you're gonna gain weight.
Yeah.
You know, then you have to work at keeping the weight off if you care about it and if you want to feel comfortable in your own skin. But in terms of skin color, that's something that you should never even look at and question in the mirror. When you see yourself in the mirror, you might see that you gained 15 pounds, but you shouldn't see, I'm too dark. That shouldn't be something that you notice. Yeah. You should notice a zit on your face, but you shouldn't notice the color of the skin that the zit is on.
Good answer, man. I like that. Very, very good answer.
It's got to be something that you don't notice.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be there. It shouldn't be there because it's a permanent facet of yourself.
High five for you.
Okay, high five.
That was a good answer, man. What do y'all think, man? 1-877-44-NIFTY, man. I would love to get some thoughts from you, the listener, on this one in terms of where you draw the line. Is there a difference between tanning your skin and bleaching your skin?
Have a greater responsibility to our kids?
Yeah.
In teaching them to love themselves and
Absolutely.
Appreciate themselves as is.
Absolutely.
Because there are a few people out there who would disagree with us. I've seen some talk shows where, like, one mother was bleaching her little girl's skin and said she married a man, a white man on purpose, so that she would have a child who had lighter skin. Because that child would get better treatment in the world.
Yeah.
And she wanted better treatment for her kids, and that's why. And another mother lightened all her kids' faces because she felt that they would get better treatment in the world, and that people wouldn't say bad things about them. And more people still say, if, for instance, our president, Obama, not our president, but the United States president, because we're Canadian.
Yeah.
Anyways, the United States President Barack Obama, if he were dark-skinned, he may not have made it into office.
Yeah, but it doesn't even matter now.
It doesn't matter now. He's there. He's
black
there.
Black is black, and they don't want him there now.
Oh, come on. Mean. Anyway. But he might not have even made it that far if he'd been... Because there have been other black men who've tried to run, and it's been, you know, a laughable fact.
Yeah, but I mean, they weren't as good as Obama, though.
They weren't as good. So. But how did he manage not to make it about color during his race? During his race for office.
What he did, I mean...
He made it about change and not about
color. He made it about youth. I mean, I don't want to get into like a political discussion, but I mean, at the end of the day, he got the youth involved. That was the advantage that
and
nobody else had done
but
before.
But it's not just that. He was very smart, very strategic in how he played his game. He didn't have those icons in the black community, so on and so forth, really, really hanging around. Aside from Oprah...
The Rev. Al Sharpton.
He made Al Sharpton stay away.
Yeah.
Okay? People
yeah.
like that and Jesse Jackson
Jesse
were not...
Jesse Jackson.
They were not around. They weren't there. And that was on purpose. That was not an accident. That was on purpose. So these things are... They're mindful of things like that. So...
And again, I mean, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, they're roughly all the same skin tone. So, I mean, it's not
just
the skin tone.
Yeah, but they're too strongly associated with black.
But I'm saying it's not just a skin tone. There was a strategy. I more credit the strategy. And that's the same thing I'm talking about where, you know, these parents on these talk shows are playing a victim role where they think the skin color dictates everything when, mm-hmm. to some extent, that's true. But to a greater extent, it is your character. You know,
it is.
We have the Oprahs who's darker than Obama and more powerful than
that's
Obama.
That's true.
Right? So, I mean, I tend to lean towards more that mentality where... You're not a victim, you're
That's
a victor,
so
you have a stronger character.
So what we have to be wondering is, where is this sense of inadequacy coming from? Now, we should probably cut to some more music, because this discussion is going super long.
Yeah, you know what? Let's get into a track. I don't even know what I'm going to play next. I'm gonna just pop something in, and then when I come back, I'll reference it for, you know, your playlist or whatever. Then after that, we'll get into Thoughts by Greg the Trucker, and then we'll have some more discussion. All right? We'll catch you on the flip side.
Here we go again.
This is Canada's number one talk show.
Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I cash my wealth in? Cast my lot? Try to master self? Figure this is just the hand I dealt. I remember, as a young man I knelt, prayed to God and it helped. Help me be advised, help me see the fine prints like CSI. Help me realize to change the world first, you gotta start with yourself. Somebody called the Department of Health, help this kid sick. Yeah, I spit sick. But my views on life are simplistic. They missed it. I wish like Ski-Lo, they go hard or go home with zero. I'm going large to go home a hero. And if I don't, at least you know my steelo.
Lord,
we know.
I'm waiting for a better life. I'm praying for success while I'm grinding through my next trial. I'm anticipating a better life.
In the morning to lay bills, and people wonder why I have faith still. I have faith still, cause each day feels great, knowing I ain't going to change fields. From the progression of recession, my faith builds, plus it keeps me humble, helps me stay real, cause I don't rely on my own source. For you it's sci-fi and this boy's lost, cause I'm just trying to get by, and I don't try to live life by a coin toss. The way that it is, it's the way that we live. What I'ma say to my kids is, unless you give heaven respect, you ain't ready to be a black president. Give it up to somebody who's better suited, better music. This is a revolution.
Lord, I'm waiting for a better life. I'm praying for success while I'm grinding through my next trial. For my life, but I see something
And I'm thankful for my things, but I know you. I just wanna live my life to see things fulfilled through me. And I'm waiting to see.
Lord, I'm waiting for a better life.
Don't touch that dial. We've got more heat coming your way.
He's rocked the stage with The Truth, Canton Jones, Lecrae. Now on June 14th, you can get the debut album.
This that unseen. Proof. This that unseen. Proof. This that unseen. Proof. This that unseen.
Morningstar Music presents Never Heard, Unseen Proof, in stores June 14th.
Clay Dyer was born without limbs and has overcome countless obstacles to become not only an incredible angler, but a true hero in all walks of life. On Friday, May 20th, this amazing motivational speaker will be sharing his story at the Prayer Palace on 111 Arrow Road in Toronto. Come experience his inspiring testimony at Life Without Limbs. Log on to gospelconnection.ca for more information.
Canada, stand up! If you're an artist that can use an extra $5,000 to help promote your music ministry, then you need to stop what you're doing and pay attention.
That means listen.
Just log on to soundsrealgood.com and register. Then get your mama to vote, get your co-workers to vote, get that girl that you played before you knew Jesus to vote, get your fans to vote. You get the picture. Log on to soundsrealgood.com to register and vote.
Said I am changed. I am changed. And I can't go back. I won't go back.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Tashawn Knight on the Nifty Christian Radio Show. And I'm going to need you to vote for me on soundrealgood.com. Hey, don't forget it now. Soundrealgood.com. Thank you and God bless. Have a great day.
Warning.
Hey, what's good, everyone? You're listening to the Nifty Christian Radio Show, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that. This is Greg, a.k.a. the truck driver out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, and these are my thoughts. I was coming down the road, and I was thinking about how God has a habit of doing things in reverse or doing things opposite to man's thinking. Notice that when it comes to men or when it comes to us being attracted to somebody else, we have a habit of looking at people from the outside first and then the inside. But when it comes to God, he deals with the inside first, which in turn affects our outside. When it comes to us and when it comes to sharing and giving, our first objective is to obtain as much as we can first and then give out. But in God's principle, he wants us to give first and then he'll give back to us and we'll receive our due reward. God is just funny that way, how he just always does things opposite of how man operates and how man thinks, which in turn made me think about also about when somebody does things wrong or when you're in a relationship where you have been cheated on. It's not the person that does the cheating that needs the help. It's the person that's been cheated on that needs the help. That's the person who needs to go to counseling and who needs scriptural guidance to understand the situation, because that's the one that if they're trying to keep the relationship alive, they need understanding as to how to keep going and how to look at this person, not for what they've done, but for who they are and who they love. So it helps me to understand that in the Bible, if we can use a scriptural reference, the Bible says, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. That's why you all continue to listen to the Nifty Christian Radio Show. You want to get that kind of guidance so that the principles can be applied to your life. Don't be ashamed because you haven't done anything wrong to seek God to how to handle the situation, because it's you that needs the most help so you can help somebody else. Remember, God has a habit of doing things in backwards. Continue to be a vessel. Thank you for listening and keep pushing. This is Greg and these are my thoughts.
The undisputed heavyweight champion of Christian hip-hop and R&B.
You want to know who it is?
Holy Culture Radio. Keep it locked.
You know, it's funny, you know, as the show progresses, you feel the strength of my voice coming back.
I noticed that. You sound a little bit better now.
Yeah, you
do sound a little
radio
bit better
just
now.
Fixes it, man. So that was Promise with Something Better featuring O Sound. And we had a little, break where, we paid some bills. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you heard Thoughts by my man, Greg the Trucker. Appreciate the call, Greg. And, you're one of my favorite dudes.
I like the horn at the end.
Yeah.
That's why I said, beep, beep. Keep that, Greg.
Yeah, we like that a lot, man. That was
we
hot.
We say it's a keeper. Keep that.
That was hot, man. That was hot.
Definitely.
coming up next, man, I had a chance to talk to Spoken. I think I did this interview a couple weeks ago, actually. And I'm going to air it now because his album is about to drop, called Bright Days and Dark Nights.
Mm-hmm.
Spoken, the first artist from Role Model Records.
You know what's funny? A little side note. When I first saw the album, the artwork for Bright Days and Dark Nights, I thought and I said to myself, Spoken doesn't look like he's wearing a shirt underneath that.
Yeah, he did look topless.
And I said to Spoken, why aren't you wearing a shirt? And he said, no, it is a shirt. So ladies out there, if you do happen to take a good look at Bright Days and Dark Nights and you find yourself needing to do a double take, is he shirtless? Is he wearing a shirt? He is, for the record.
Spoken's all swagged out.
Yeah, because I thought, he was, just a hoodie and all cut, underneath there. I'm like, Spoken, goodness.
So.
Cover. But he said,
I got
no.
A question for you. When you saw the Spoken cover, right, and you thought that he was topless.
Oh, my gosh.
Were you hot and sweaty?
No, I was not hot and sweaty. Thank you very much. I'm able to control myself. Thank you. Very much.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sure. Just checking, because it seems like he's got a great body. No
what?
Homo.
I wouldn't know because he was wearing a shirt underneath the hoodie. And I did not allow my mind to wander far.
I got issues.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, check this out, man. This is my interview that I did with my man Spoken. And we'll catch you on the flip side, do some closing marks. Play some more track, play some more tunes. So we'll be right back, man. Check this out, y'all. You don't want to miss this.
You're listening to the Nifty Christian Show.
Yes, man. Welcome back to the Nifty Christian Radio Show here on niftychristian.com, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that. And best believe, man, I got one crazy intelligent dude on the line right now. He's been on the show before. one of our favorite cats to have, man. Welcome back, my man Spoken.
Nifty, what's going on, homie?
How you doing, family?
I am excellent, man. It's always a pleasure to get to walk with you and speak with you, man. And just, you're a cool brother, man. So thank you for having me on the show again. I had a great time last time, and yeah, I'm great.
Ditto, man. Ditto. you just dropped the video for I'm Gone featuring O Sound. And the introduction scene when you were laying in the bed. When I saw the honey beside you, I was like, oh, Spoken? What?
The flesh is a beast, man.
Tell me about the video and the concept, man. Like, how did that all come together?
Really, it was much like the song. The song was a breakup song, so I had every intention of communicating a very realistic image of what that looks like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I was very intentional that the video would be the same way. And so really we just put our heads together. Essentially, I had an idea of what I wanted. I sent my ideas over to the director, and we, in addition to the remaining members of the team, we just sort of put it all together.
Yeah.
And it took about 3 days to shoot all together, and it came out really well, fortunately.
Yeah, no, it did, man. It was clean. It was well done. Where can cats go to check out
the final polished product, if you will.
RoleModelRex.ca, simply put, that's like the hub for everything spoken at the moment, essentially. So RoleModelRex.ca is, if you go there, it's going to be right there on the front page.
Amen, amen. And I read a press release that you're coming out with another project in April 26, right? Tell me about this new project.
This is April 26th. The project is called Bright Days, Dark Nights.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this is going to be an album. I believe this is going to be an album. Mm-hmm. I believe it's because initially I had ideas of making it a mixtape, but the more the idea has grown, it just seems like it would be a disservice to present it in a mixtape.
It's
going to give the whole picture of what it was like. But yeah, the project is what it says, man. 2010, for anyone who's followed me in the last year knows that musically for me it was absolutely amazing. Like, I got the opportunity to do a lot of things and got to go to such high platforms and
yeah,
such a short amount of time, so I had a great year musically, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There were other aspects of my life which were just dark nights, essentially. So everything from internal struggles to things going on with friends and just family and just so on and so forth. So the entire year was pretty much, it was almost like a bipolar experience where on one hand, oh my God, I'm having this amazing time doing music and ministry, but what's up in all these other areas of my life where everything literally seems to be falling apart, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so in trying to think of a concept for my next project, I came up with so many things, all of them never stuck because they all seemed contrived and artificial to me.
Yeah.
And then the Holy Spirit just said, just open up your eyes and look around you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And simply that's where the name came from, and I'm like, yeah, it's something I feel very passionate about because I want to essentially communicate to people about the reality of life and God's sovereignty and grace to take us through both the bright days and the dark nights. Yeah.
So in terms of your approach to this project in comparison to your last one up by 13, how was it different? Like was there a different approach that you applied to this project? Was it the same? What's different this time around?
Number one, I try to be personal in all my songs, or at least try to bear some of my soul, but I believe this song, this project is even much more personal than the previous one. So there's a lot of my, like, sharing my own personal struggles on there, so I try to be authentic, just to let people know that we as ministers haven't arrived either.
I'm
a work in progress. In addition to the fact that sonically, I think it's better than Up by 13. I think I can go on record saying that. I really stretch myself, so I have different kinds of songs on there. The kind of instrumentals I use span the gamut of sound. So you have the distinctively southern sound, you have the more East Coast type, you have the almost, not techno per se, but very poppy. But I believe it sounds really good. So the content is very heavy on my heart. People are going to get a lot of real life scenarios, a lot of real life situations, because I really want to meet people where they are. You know what I mean?
Amen, amen.
As much as I can, I try not to just speak in the project, I try not to speak with just ambiguous metaphors and so on and so forth. No, I actually attack specific issues like growing up, for example, growing up in the hood with no real role models to look up to, you know what I mean? To struggling with sexual temptation, to a bunch of other things, to losing friendships, you know what I mean? Like, I try not to speak in just metaphors, I speak in very explicit terms, trying to address real issues that people really go through and ultimately present you the solution, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ, you know? So, in a nutshell, that's what would be different about this project.
Hey, man, I like
the album, so.
That too.
Yeah.
Just going back to touching on, you know, real life cases which do go on. One of the things which we had spoken previously about was just about being a real man from a biblical standpoint. What do you think it takes, or what is encompassed in being a biblical man? Just so you can, just so people can get the idea and have some sort of a template, if you will, whether they're ministering, whether their kids growing up, or whether they're looking for a role model to look up to or be mentored by. What should they be looking for, essentially?
The ultimate man is Jesus. But just to flesh that, what that looks like a little bit. the real man in this world would be the man who strives to look like Jesus, to be the perfect man. Gives us the model of what a man should look like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So individuals who are actively striving to make that apparent, to make that a reality in their lives, immediately gives them a head up than anybody else. Now, that's not to say there aren't men who aren't saved who have positive things we can learn from, but ultimately, if you're looking for someone who's a real man, first of all, the man has to understand a bunch of things, aside from loving the Lord and knowing the fundamentals of the Bible. One of the key things I find very important is living in an intense community. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Intense community. Because living a real man and being a biblical man really, it's impossible to do anything by yourself, first and foremost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then in this world, which is so secular, you know what I mean? And which just really is designed to make men fall. Man, if you're trying not to live in community, you will fall inevitably. You know what I mean? So the man who is really trying to emulate Jesus in life, in doctrine, in deed, in thought, in speech, and like just every area of life, in a nutshell, that would be what I would consider a real man. You know what I mean? If I got the opportunity to sit down with somebody, then I could unpack that a little more, what exactly that looks like. But just in a nutshell, it's the man who really strives to emulate Jesus in the best way possible. You know what I mean?
I like that, man. I think what you touched on right there when you said basically not living in an island, not living by yourself is the key to not falling. I think that's such a great point. Basically, having people that you're accountable to, having family, friends, you know, who you spend a lot of time with, so that you know you're always sharing your heart and so forth. But I think what you said right there, man, is a huge, huge thing. When a lot of cats are by themselves, that is when they essentially fall. Good, great, great point, man. That's why Spoken is an intelligent believer, y'all. That's why.
I just look up to people like Nifty.
Oh, whatever.
They tell me what to do and what to say.
Too much, man. But yeah, man, no, definitely appreciate that answer, man. You got a tour coming up. In a few weeks. Talk to me about that. Where are you going to be? What can people expect from your show?
Man, I love performing, man. I really do love performing. I love connecting with people. And so they're going to get the gospel, they're going to get Jesus, and they're going to get, especially because of the new material, I think they're going to get real authenticity. You know what I mean? Real authenticity, a man who's not afraid to connect with them, who's not afraid to speak to them, who doesn't claim to know it all. So they're going to get that real authenticity, and I think they're really going to see the gospel married out. They're going to see the gospel married with reality. Like, what happens when the rubber hits the road? You know, we're not talking in fancy doctrinal terms, although those are important, but now, okay, these are the fancy doctrinal terms, and this is how they apply to real life situations.
There we go.
They're going to get caught, and they're going to get Jesus, and they're going to get a lot of sweat, a lot of loud music. That's pretty much all I can say about the tour right now. As the weeks roll by, more will be said and more will be unpacked about the tour. But I'm super stoked for it, man. I'm so excited.
Yeah, man. I am too, man. I am too. Believe that. Man. I mean, just in terms of that, where can people find you? I mean, if they wanted to book you for their church, or they want, you know, the whole fam to come through, how can that happen?
Best way is you can send an email to, there's two ways. You can either go to the Role Model Records website, RoleModelRecords.ca, and click the Contact Us tab. Or if they wanted to do it directly, they can just email Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A, Victoria@RoleModelRecords.ca.
Yeah.
She does all the booking and everything, so that would be the most direct and easiest way. Send her an email, and then we'll get everything sorted out.
Last question, man. On a completely random note, man. When you're not doing music, just outside of, like, you know, writing, you know, performing, what does Spoken like to do, man?
Okay, what I like to do? Well, I'll answer that question in two parts. So aside from music, generally what am I doing now is I'm usually doing schoolwork.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean that's what I like to do. If school wasn't a factor right now, aside from music.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's really hard for me to say. I love I love company, but I also like myself, meaning that I'm sort of an introvert.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I'm not hanging with people that I know, then in terms of, I mean, those closest to me, then I'm very likely to be for myself. But again, that's very difficult too, because I really can't picture myself doing anything other than music. Really quickly, C.H. Spurgeon is a great preacher from the 18th century. He said something specifically applying to preaching. He said, if as a pastor you can see yourself as being, he said, if you can see yourself doing anything other than pastoring, do that other thing. Meaning that if you can see yourself doing something else, then you should likely pursue that other thing. And I feel as though it's the same way with music or writing for me. If I can see myself doing anything else, then it's not as heavy a passion for me. Do you sort of understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And so it's really hard for me to separate myself from music and writing, because generally that's, even if I'm not performing, I'm writing.
That's, you know, basically what I mean? What you love to do, yeah.
Exactly.
I feel you.
Yeah, I guess if not that, then just relaxing and maybe getting the word, hopefully.
Amen.
<You're> reading.
Hey man. Hey Spoken man. We gotta run, but dude, I appreciate you, man. I thank you for calling in. I know you're in the booth about to drop a hot verse right now. So
I'm actually in the studio right now.
Yeah, man. So dog man, I really, really appreciate it, homie.
No, thank you, man. Thank you as always. Keep up the great work, sir.
I appreciate it, fam.
I just wanna be your own. I'm coming home.
All this wrong for so long, but now I see the truth. So now I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I just wanna be your own. So now I'm coming home. I've been walking on this road for so long, but now I see the truth. So now I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I just wanna be your own. So now I'm coming home.
Ever been in the darkness for so long? Forgot what the light is. Ever been in the darkness for so long you forgot what a light switch? Ever been so low that you don't know your photo and your vocal solo? Regretting the lesson, confessing your setting. This is no home. I done it, Lord. I know I covered, and my position is rooted upon my bad decisions. You told me not to go, I told you not to speak. A God unto my own, but no one over me. But now death is over me. I smell it in the air, vultures circulate this corpse. My breath is disappearing. I'm staring at the man in the mirror. You used to look so good, but now you look a little thinner. That's the plight of a sinner. We think we're in control, but we the meal at the dinner. Man, this is like my thriller scene, the realest thing I ever seen. Ever been so low that your problems now your medicine, no remedy.
I've been walking on this road for so long, but now I see the truth. So now I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I just wanna be your own. So now I'm coming home. I've been walking on this road for so long, but now I see the truth. So now I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I just wanna be your own. So now I'm coming home.
Now I roll with animals. I'm sorry that it took so long, but now I'm coming home. Cause in your courts, I daily get to eat your feast. But by myself, I'm just another common beast. So come and please cover these multitude of treacheries. Replace my present, pick my past, and pass it from your memories. Yes, make me one of these. Yes, who you call redeemed. Hear my cry, oh Lord, I'm on bended knees.
I've been walking on this road for so long, but now I see the truth. So now I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I just wanna be your own. So now I'm coming home. I've been walking on this road for so long, but now I see the truth. So now I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I just wanna be your own. So now I'm coming home.
Chasing, but now you've been awakened. Yeah. You set the volume in and let me see you feel the rhythm. Say, yeah. I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Yeah, I've been walking all this road for so long, but now I see the truth. So now I'm coming home.
Talking about putting off sin, man. And putting on Jesus Christ, you know what I'm talking about? Colossians 3, baby. Ephesians 4.
Feeling like a million, I don't even need them dollars. Looking brand new, I ain't even been shopping. The price of what I got on couldn't fit up in your pocket. Taking off the old self, Christ, what we rockin'.
Putting on the new, this is what it was, this is what it do. Taking off the old, putting on the new, this is what it was, this is what it do.
Let's go. See, a lot of girls want change, so they go to the salon. A lot of dudes want change, so they go to the Quran. But I can see the end, cause I've been where you begun. Where you're so in love with fun, sipping Don Perignon. But you can't see the sun, talking S-O-N. Cause you're blind to the Son of Man, dying in your sin. You might simply deny, cause a Bentley's your ride. But you're empty inside, like they just broken. That's why you spend a lot of money trying to shop until you drop. If your outfit looking hot, that'll make up for what you not. But you can't compare your clothes to Jesus' wardrobe. Talking righteousness, bro, man, your outfit is snot. Yeah. But Jesus bled, homie, I hope you feel this. Real nails got banged in that holy wrist. Bow. Real hammers got banged in a spike nail. Bow. By his stripes, we are healed. Tell them how I feel.
Been feeling like a million, I don't even need them dollars. Looking brand new, I ain't even been shopping. The price of what I got on couldn't fit up in your pocket. Taking off the old self, Christ, what we rockin'.
Putting on the new, this is what it was, this is what it do. Taking off the
I am not my own little homie. I'm being further convinced of that. My life should make music to God. Where is my instrument? Oh yeah, I guess I'm using it right now. My life is loud. They say I need the pipe show. I used to think that I was running the show. Trace my steps back like running in snow. It looks familiar, like you've done it before. 100% for sure. Maybe 104. I know we all think that we a God on the throne. Cause we got some new kicks and they ain't got them at home. Cause you got a new chick that you got in the zone. Or cause you got a new whip, got you riding on chrome arm. I tell you what it is, I tell you what it really means. The God's rats on your head like a guillotine. You're flying high like the bird from the Philippines. You need to get tight with Christ like them skinny jeans.
I'm feeling like a million, I don't even need them dollars. Looking brand new, I ain't even been shopping. The price of what I got on couldn't fit up in your pocket. Taking off the old self, Christ, what we rockin'.
Putting on the new, this is what it was, this is what it do. Taking off the old, putting on the new, this is what it was, this is what it do.
See, it's this little thing called faith that God places in our hands. If we take it and embrace it, then it makes us a new man. Matter of fact, a new creation, cause the old has passed away. Now the new has been embraced, and now we take the narrow way. If you haven't come to Christ, do this for the first time. But if you already God, do it time after time. And then time after time, and then time and time again. Putting on righteousness and putting off your sin. Look, the thief no longer steal, but rather get a job. Share with anyone in need as you're working unto God. Let the liar tell the truth, let the gossip all cease. We are members of one another, so in corrupt speech. We do not want to grieve the Holy Spirit of our God. He will seal us to the day of redemption. Now listen, grace for the task is what we've been given. Going hard after God, that's how you live when you're forgiven.
Feeling like a million, I don't even need them dollars. Looking brand new, I ain't even been shopping. The price of what I got on couldn't fit up in your pocket. Taking off the old self, Christ, what we rockin'.
Putting on the new, this is what it was, this is what it do. Taking off the old, putting on the new, this is what it was, this is what it do.
Let's go!
Stop, da-da-da-da-da, hey!
passion making things so hard. I don't wanna do nothing illegal. Man, I gotta put my trust in God. Lord, I'm reaching out for help. I can't win the war by myself. Lord, I need a little more patience and more strength so I can fight temptations. Every time I turn around, I can see you trying to take me down, trying to keep me bound. The anointing on my life just won't allow you to trap me, zap me, stop me, block me. God's got me in his hands. Might I gotta stand, I'll be the man. I refuse to run, yep, I'm the one that's gonna get the job done. God's son, I gave it, I'm gonna slay the giant. You know God's with me, you can't deny it. Try your best to keep me quiet. Cause what you selling, I refuse to buy it. You might as well find someone else to lie with. Every disease, you probably got it. Keep it to yourself, cause I don't want it.
No,
I don't want it. We gon' fight.
Welcome back, man. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yes.
Good show today, man. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very happy with what we have accomplished.
We had a good time. There's always room for more discussion. So, again, if you want to weigh in on the light skin versus dark skin discussion, please give us a buzz. 1-877-44-NIFTY and let us know what you think.
You can also hit us up on Facebook. That's facebook.com/NIFTYChristian. Twitter.com/NiftyChristian, or you can just log on to NiftyChristian.com to keep up to date with us. And definitely, man, hit us up. We always holler back. And any show discussions or any show topics that you got for us, we would love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
As you see, we always entertain our listeners. Man, we got a listener as a part of the show now. So, I mean,
it's true.
We really value your feedback and your comments and your opinions. It's not as cliche as that sounds. I mean, We've shown
it's the
it, man.
Truth.
We really do. This show's nothing without your thoughts, opinions, and ideas.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so thank you so much for the love and the support. The show is growing. It's still growing so much. I mean, we are encouraged.
We're humbled by it.
And thank you so much, man. Keep telling your friends about it. Keep spreading the word about the show. And keep, you know, calling in and
keep visiting,
and emailing us to keep the show going.
Com.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So basically, we are here just to say goodbye. We are here just to say bye-bye.
I'm going to put a scarf on my neck and warm up my throat and rest it.
Yeah, we're going to get you some lemon tea and put some honey in it.
Buckley's,
anybody call in and let us know what Nifty can be using as a good remedy for a sore throat and a hoarse voice. Because he just sounds so sick, poor thing.
And you know, I promise that when I come back, I'll be back to my regular sexy sounding self. I mean, I owe you all that much, man.
Oh my gosh.
Remember to love all those around you. Love the one above you. If you can do that, then you too can be a Nifty Christian. Nah, I cut you off before you say anything, man.
See ya.
Much love, y'all.